I am Phoenix on Purpose, and this is Purpose Not Permission. If you're new here, welcome and thank you for watching. If you aren't already, subscribe to the channel, like the video on your way into the room so that the video can be distributed throughout YouTube. If you're listening to the live replay, make sure you leave a comment below. And if you're listening to the audio version on my podcast, make sure you give it a 5-star rating. So let's get into the topic. Your self-worth is determined by your self-work. I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts earlier today. I'm always listening to something that's going to grow me mentally, spiritually, physically, in some sort of way. But I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts. And as the podcast was wrapping up, as they got toward the end, they started taking live callers. And one of the callers, a young lady, called in and she asked the gentleman on the podcast, how do I get back to my self-worth? How do I really get myself to a place where I feel that I am worthy, where I feel worthy of abundance, worthy of having what it is that I want in my life, worthy of more than where I am right now, more than what I'm doing right now. And my spirit was literally crushed. My spirit was crushed by her question of having to call into a podcast to ask these gentlemen. And again, this is one of my favorite podcasts, but these gentlemen are complete. These are knowledgeable gentlemen. These are honorable gentlemen, in my opinion, great leaders, husbands, and fathers, all of them, all of the gentlemen on that podcast. The types of men who you'd want your sons and daughters to be raised, the types of men who are pillars in their community and in society, right? Great gentlemen. But the young lady asked these four strangers, how does she find her self-worth? How does she get to a place of feeling worthy? How does she figure out how to get to a space of feeling like she deserves abundance? It crushed my spirit. Listen, when we are born, we are all born whole. When we come into this world, we are curious children. Everything that we learn, everything that we observe, everything that we observe is all taught to us. It's learned behavior. It's the things that our parents teach us, our caregivers teach us, our family members, you know, our grandmothers, grandfathers, foster parents, whomever it is that's responsible for your care. It is what is taught to you from an early age, right? So that's how we learn our own behaviors. But when we come into this world, we're born whole. We're curious children, we're learning, we're crawling, we're learning, you know, what our noses are, what our fingers are, you know, we're learning how to go from diapers to potty training. We're learning how to go from crawling to walking, right? We come into this world whole, and then the world tears us up. We get into relationships that may tear us up and destroy our self-worth. We form friendships that may tear us up. Our self-worth. We have, again, learned behaviors that are taught to us by the people who are responsible for our care, or the people in our surroundings, the people in our schools that we go to school with, the people who nurture us, our communities, our village. We're all taught what our self-worth is, right? So if you are someone who has gone through a tumultuous upbringing, the world has messed you up. You've gotten into friendships that weren't so great, you know, friendships that maybe you were a giver, they were a taker, your friendships weren't reciprocated, or you were in quote unquote bad relationships, relationships that didn't serve your needs, didn't serve you well. For whatever reason, the relationship didn't work out. Maybe you stayed too long, accepted things that you weren't deserving of, things that you shouldn't. And stayed for. If you're someone who grew up with parents who didn't teach you the best life lessons, didn't mirror to you the best life lessons, didn't show you the best ways to have a fulfilling and abundant life, it is on you at this point to unlearn any behaviors that you adopted that are not serving you in life. Learn those behaviors and learn new ones. Learn new healthy behaviors, non-toxic behaviors. Detox that toxicity out of you, right? Because if you grow up in a toxic environment, if you're around toxic friends, if you're in a toxic relationship, if you are in toxic surroundings, you are 100% going to have toxicity within you. So none of us are exempt, right? None or perfect. None of us are victims either, right? We all have had toxic ways and toxic traits. Lord knows I've had some that I've had to unlearn, right? Behaviors that I picked up from my environment, my surroundings, different things of that nature. But if you're someone who wasn't taught to give yourself the best, wasn't taught that you are deserving of abundance, it is on you right now to understand and know you do deserve abundance. You deserve the best. You deserve people that are surrounding you, that are loving and supportive. You deserve the best that life has to offer. You deserve to live in a clean, comfortable, safe environment. You deserve to live in a clean, comfortable, peaceful, safe home. You deserve to drive the car of your dreams. You deserve in your bank account that you want. You deserve to be able to pay your bills on time and have overflow. You deserve to have money in your savings account. You deserve to go on vacations, travel the world, see the world. You deserve to laugh, be in joy, be in abundance, not stressed out, not knowing how to make ends meet, not robbing Peter to pay Paul. You deserve a peaceful, abundant life. That is what is available to you. It's available to everyone, but your self-worth is determined by your self-work. Think about it in terms of assets, right? Assets, both depreciating assets and appreciating assets, right? Assets that depreciate are things like cars and, you know, purses, clothes, jewelry. As soon as you buy them, wear them, or you drive that car off the lot, right? It starts to depreciate in value. So in essence, the cost you paid for it is no longer the resale value. You're going to get less than what you paid for it, right? Depending upon what kind of car you drive, what kind of, you know, accessories, jewelry, you know, all those things that you have, right? Clothing, you know, all those things. These are depreciating assets, right? If you, for example, you know, thinking of self-worth, right, as an analogy, if you go and buy, you know, a BMW, that car has a lot of bells and whistles. That car may have heated seats, a heated steering wheel, a moonroof, turbocharge. It may be a hybrid. You know, it may be an electric car. That car may run on electric and not gasoline. All the trinkets, right? I'm not really a car girl. So, you know, my car has some of those bells and whistles, but, you know, I just saying all these things to say, right? If you have a car that has all the bells and whistles, you're going to pay a little bit more for that car. That car is worth a little more. And that car is going to be, say, you know, a Honda Accord or a Chevy, you know, a regular American car versus a German car. If you go and buy a Jaguar, if you go and buy a Mercedes-Benz, same thing, right? If you go and buy a Tesla, those cars, the price tag is higher because the manufacturer has put more work into that car. That car is not a regular everyday American car. It's not an everyday car that's available at every single car lot on every single corner. You can't go and Bob's used car, right? You can't go and get a BMW. If you want a really nice BMW, you need to go to the BMW dealership, if you want the newest, latest model, right? If you want the newest, latest model of a Mercedes-Benz, right? And you want all the bells and whistles, you want a warranty, you want to make sure the car does have, a plan that's going to come, you know, your warranty, if you want to have, you know, all the things, all the trinkets, you want to be able to take it back to the Mercedes with original factory parts on it to get it fixed if anything should go wrong. You need to go to Mercedes to buy that car. That car has a higher price tag. That car has higher value because of the work that the manufacturer put in. If you think of yourself in that exact same way and you don't do the work on your, if you aren't working to improve yourself, if you aren't working on your physical health, your mental health, your wellness, your fitness, your nutrition, right? Your career, walking in your purpose, you know, doing all the things to make you a more valuable individual, then your self-worth is going to be a little bit lower. Your self-confidence is going to be a little bit lower. So you're probably more apt to accept lower treatment, lesser than treatment. Invite people into your life that don't treat you so well. Keep friends around you that really aren't your friends. Keep blood relatives or family members around you that don't really treat you well. Accept and tolerate things that you shouldn't be accepting and tolerant of, right? Because your self-confidence and your self-worth is low. You have to put in the work. The same appreciating asset, a home, right? Stocks and bonds. If you put money into the stock market, well, the stock market can go up and down, but if you put money into the stock market and if you invest your money into the right stocks, tech, you know, things that are going to appreciate, you put that money in over time, you can expect for your money to grow. Your money now has tripled or doubled. Hopefully it has value, a higher net worth than the initial investment amount. A home, when you buy a home that has all the bells and whistles, it has, you know, a certain amount of square footage, it has, you know, brand new stainless steel appliances, it has brand new windows, a fresh paint job, you know, sliding glass doors that go out to your backyard, an enclosed backyard, you have a in-ground pool in your backyard. That house a higher price tag, and especially if it's in a beautiful neighborhood with other homes that are of the same quality or higher, right? Just using these simple things as an analogy, these houses in this area cost more because they offer more. They're in a safer environment. If you're in a gated community, right? Those gates provide more protection for you. The worth is higher. The price tag is higher because the home is more. That is the same way that you determine your self-worth as an individual. The homeowner is not going to sell that house that's worth $350,000 for $50,000 because it's worth more. The homeowner isn't going to accept less. When you work on yourself as an individual and you undo all that toxicity that's in you and that was taught to you, the things that were the things that you should have never accepted, right? You then determine a higher self-worth for yourself. You don't allow toxicity around you. You don't eat whatever it is that's offered to you or food off the fast food menu because you know that's not going to do your body any good. Your body needs great nutrition, fruits and veggies, tons of water, teas, herbs for your body, right? Healthy, to keep you whole, to keep your body nourished. Your self-worth is determined by your self-worth. Keep that in mind. No one can do anything to you that you don't allow. Yes, there are plenty of toxic people in this world. We see it all over the internet. We see it, some of us, every day when we walk outside our front doors. Toxicity, screaming, yelling, arguing, cussing, fussing, right? Treatment, right? Friends that don't do you any good, friends that are actually envious and jealous of you, right? Because they don't have their own thing going on. They don't like themselves very much. Maybe they're not in their own life, right? Maybe they're not happy with themselves. They don't treat you well. They don't like you very much because you've got things going for you, or you're working on yourself. They see your trajectory. They see where you're going. They see the gifts that God gave you and that you're walking. For whatever reason, they don't see that same reflection when they look at themselves in the mirror. So they don't like you very much, but you allow them to still stay around you, and you call them your friend, knowing that they aren't, knowing that they don't want the best for you, knowing that they give you backhanded compliments. They don't congratulate your accomplishments. You continue to lower your value and your self-worth when you allow toxic people around you. When you get into a relationship and you than what you want, or what you know you're worth, or what you know you deserve, right? Your self-worth is determined by your self-work. You cannot get on the internet and ask strangers, what is your self-worth? I was so brokenhearted when I saw the whole Kevin Samuels situation on this internet. I was brokenhearted for the women who felt that they were so low that they needed to call a random strange man on the internet to ask that man to rate them and give them a value number. I was so brokenhearted for those women. As I understand it, the way Kevin Samuels, a social media influencer, first came to be on the internet was that he was talking to men and to get men to be better men. That's the area he should have stayed in. Men need to be teaching men on the internet how to be better men. They need to leave women alone. Ladies on the internet should be teaching ladies how to be better women. We need to leave the men alone. We aren't men. All we can do is observe men and decide whether or not we want that type of man in our life or to parent our children, right? That's all we can decide. We don't get to determine how they act. Observe how they act, right? I couldn't believe it. And I was brokenhearted. I'm like, okay, so now his acclaim and this gentleman's, platform is blowing up because he's tearing down Black women, because he's on here with all these immature antics and all these bells and whistles and all these sounds and effects and all this. And this is a man who isn't married. This is a man who has no strong relationship with his own children. We find out after his death that he owed back child support, just all kinds of things, right? And not to tear that man down, right? I'm just naming these things. This is the man that you present yourself to, ladies, to ask, what is my worth? I was for any of the women who felt so low that they had to go to ask, tell me who I am, sir, because I don't know who I am. That's what that looked like to me and the rest of the world. Anyone who's whole and was looking at that from a holistic approach. Please, sir, I'm so low on the ground. Please pick me back up and tell me who I am. And for the life of him, from what I saw, he was never able to do that with any woman. He tore every woman down. Every woman was a five or these adjustable. It was just buffoonery. It was buffoonery. I was brokenhearted by what I saw. Ladies, your self-worth is determined by your own self-work. And anyone else who is listening to the sound of my voice, your self-work is determined by your self-worth, what you think you're worth, how you work on yourself. Are you working in your craft or career, doing something that you love and getting? Are you building your own brand or business? Are you on the internet looking at it from a holistic standpoint? Are you looking to learn? Are you learning from other people's mistakes? Are you looking at examples of how other people behave and determine it for yourself? Nope, I'm not going to act like that. Nope, I don't want that for my life. No, I've done that my whole life. I have observed friends that I'm no longer friends with. I have observed members, blood relatives that I'm no longer in contact with, and I'm able to say, I don't want that for my life. If that's what they want for themselves, that's great. I love it for them if that's what they like for themselves, but I don't want that for me. I want to be able to travel the world. I want to go to different countries and see other cultures. I want to eat other cuisine. I want things that life has to offer. I want freedom of my time. I want peace in my environment. I want to nurture a great relationship with someone who respects me as much as I respect them. I don't really see that in any of these environments that I'm witnessing. So I know that that's not what I want for myself. My self-worth is determined by my self-work, and it isn't determined by the one thinks that they want to give me. No, thank you. You can keep them. It isn't determined by the job that someone wants to give me. No, thank you. You can keep that. I've gone to school. I've done my work. I've created my own path, and I have my own career goals. It's okay. No, thank you. My brand here on social media is mine. It's not aligned with anyone else. I'm not with anyone else. No, thank you. I'm carving out my own space over here. This is a safe space that I'm cultivating for like-minded people who want to grow and heal and do it in a mature, grown folk way. This is what I'm doing over here. Mindset, meals, and motivation. We're growing over here. We're learning over here. We're going to therapy over here. We're becoming self-aware. We have emotional intelligence. We have control over here. We are fellow phoenixes. That's how you pronounce the plural of that word, phoenix. I had to look it up. We are fellow phoenixes. It's literally pronounced like the male body part. It's phoenixes. So if you are a fellow phoenix, a fellow phoenix, you are welcome to join this platform, support the show, join the channel, become a member, leave me a comment below about this topic. There'll be plenty more videos to come. Love, travel, and manifest. Live your purpose without asking for anyone else's permission. And in case no one told you today, I love you. I love you with agape love. I love you because I love myself. I want the best for you because I want the best for myself. Mind, body, and soul from the inside out. Your self-work, your self-worth is determined by self-worth. No one else. Stop asking strangers, people who don't know you, to tell you who you are. If you don't know who you are and you walk out into this world broken, people are going to assign you a number, whatever it is that they want to give to you. And if you're willing to accept that, then that's on you. I'll catch you in the next video.